You're listening to Protecting What Matters by the Ohio Department of Commerce. Commerce is Ohio's chief regulator, and we play a vital role in keeping you safe by protecting your property, your money, and some of the products you use every day. This is designed to bring awareness to important issues and help educate consumers and businesses. Join us as we chat with trusted industry experts focused on providing you with the tools you need to help you protect what matters most in your life.
Yes, it's my favorite time of year. Unclaimed Funds Month is February. And what we're doing is we're launching a PSA, a public service announcement, on television and advertising on social media, including going live on the governor's Facebook page. I'm really hoping to reach new audiences and more Ohioans to spread the word. All of this, you know, is really reaching more Ohioans, spreading the word so that more people do the search and find out if they have money to claim.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Protecting What Matters. Did you know you or a loved one could have free money just waiting to be claimed? Well, today we're going to fill you in on how you can find that unclaimed money and how to get it back in your pockets. I'm Jared Clay, Public Information Officer for the Division of Unclaimed Funds. Susie Wagner is joining me today. She's the Outreach Administrator for the Department of Commerce Division of Unclaimed Funds and is the go-to for learning more about how to claim your lost money. So Susie, let's just start with the basics here. What is an unclaimed fund? And where does that money come from?
Yes, unclaimed funds are lost and forgotten money that businesses and banks report to us after accounts become inactive, which is typically 3 to 5 years. And then the money actually comes from inactive checking accounts, savings accounts, refund, credit balances, uncashed cashier's checks, stocks and bonds, forgotten utility deposits, and even last paychecks.
So these funds can come from a lot of different areas here. And many people might think, is it worth trying to claim my unclaimed fund? So if you could just put in a little perspective, how much does the division have and how much does the average Ohioan get when they file a claim?
We have $3.6 billion right now that we are safeguarding for the state of Ohio. I think that's enough money for all of us to be searching our names. And the average Ohioan just in the last year got $4,000 in returning claims. So, I mean, I could use an extra $4,000.
I couldn't agree more. And you said that's the average, so some people may even have more than $4,000, which,
yes.
Hey, who doesn't like free money? So who can claim? Is it anybody or is it just specific people?
Yeah, anyone can claim money. So we want you to check your name, your family members, friends, any deceased loved ones even. Anyone who has lost or forgotten about some money should be checking our website.
So maybe I don't know. I don't know if I've lost money. I don't know if I've missed a paycheck or something like that. How do I find out if I have an unclaimed fund?
It is really easy. Go to unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov and follow the 3 easy steps. The first step is the step that tells you if you have an unclaimed funds. So you're searching your name on missingmoney.com, where you'll look and see if there's any affiliated addresses, places that you've lived in the past, and then follow the prompts to, you know, figure out if you can claim, if you have anything to claim, and then go ahead and generate a claim form. Everything is super easy. It's step by step. It guides you along the way.
And just to be clear here, unclaimed funds, just they're not just for the individuals, right? You can have businesses or different organizations, right?
That is right. Many businesses have unclaimed funds. We've even had municipalities and even schools. So we ask that you check everyone and every place.
Okay, so we've touched on businesses being able to claim funds, but they also have to report funds. Can you talk a little about that process and why they have to do that?
Yes, this part of the conversation is for all the business owners in the state of Ohio. If you don't know, you should know that per the law, Ohio Revised Code, you're required to report any unclaimed funds to us and send us that money. so that we can safeguard it and get it back into the rightful owner's hands. Those reports are due November 1st each year, unless you're a life insurance company, in which case it's due May 1st. So you're reporting the unclaimed funds money to us, providing the data that then we are trying to match up with those claimants. For anyone of those individuals who find that they do have money to claim, that's why we need the supporting documentation. We're trying to match that information up with what the businesses are providing to us so that we can verify the information and that they are the rightful owner. Makes sense?
Makes sense to me. And you just touched on this a little bit, searching for everyone in every place. So when I'm searching for an unclaimed fund, talk a little bit about why it's important for me not just to look up my name, but to look up a family member's name, whether they're still around or maybe have deceased.
We have found that the majority of unclaimed funds belong to people over 50 years of age, and many are even deceased. So it's important to find out if you know someone with funds and tell them to claim it.
So now that we've established that, we've looked up, do we have funds? So what's next in the step? Do I need certain paperwork or identification? What's the next step in me getting that money?
Yes, you do. There are three steps. As I mentioned earlier, you can visit unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov, where you will see these three steps. The first is searching for your money and generating the claim form. The second is gathering that required supporting documents. And then third, sending that information to us via mail or uploading it to our website. And all of this is on the website. Super easy to follow.
Yeah, and like you said, we've got some great resources on our website that lays everything out there that you need. So that's for if I'm filing for myself. What if I found an unclaimed fund under the name of a deceased relative? What does that process look like?
Yeah, only heirs, an executor of the estate, and beneficiaries of a trust can file a claim for a deceased relative. So if this is you, then follow the three easy steps to claiming the funds. It's important to note that you will be required to provide supporting documentation like a death certificate, marriage certificate, and or probate court order. We have all this information on our website at unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov, and it explains everything that you will need and that you may need for your particular situation.
So now that I've got all that done, I've filed my claim, whether it be for me or a relative, what's next? What's the waiting period? How long might I have to wait to get my money?
Once you have submitted your claim form and supporting documents to the Division of Unclaimed Funds on our website or by mailing it to us, please allow 120 days for us to initially review your claim. Sometimes we get it to you sooner, but that's what we ask.
If you ask me, it's worth the wait. Free money. Couldn't hurt to wait a little bit. One question I think a lot of people might have is, you know, they search their name, they find an unclaimed fund for whether it be them or a relative. Can you wait too long? Is there an expiration date on getting that money?
No. In fact, we actually safeguard the unclaimed funds forever until the rightful owner claims it. So it really is important for you to go ahead and claim that money.
So there's no expiration date. It's free money. Step-by-step progress. Process seems like a pretty good deal to get some extra money in your pocket. Some people, though, might hear free money. It's too good to be true. Can you tell us about some success stories or how much money we've gotten back into the hands of Ohioans?
Yeah, there are always going to be the doubters out there who thinks it's a scam. I mean, we're giving away money. But we did return $134 million to Ohioans last year. And like I said, $4,000 for the average claimant, that's crazy. The thing is that there's potential for so much more. We have lots of people who find claims for themselves or a loved one, but don't send us the documentation to verify their information. Without that supporting documentation, their claim sits incomplete. We ask for the basics, driver's license, social security card, proof of address, and W-9. And we may need more depending on the claim. We just want everyone really to complete the claim process, and we've made it even easier by adding the option to upload documents right to our website.
Thanks for listening to Protecting What Matters. Cryptocurrency continues to be in the news given the multi-billion dollar collapse in mid-November of the crypto exchange known as FTX. Our Division of Securities Attorney John Crist reminds you that investing in cryptocurrency products can be risky.
And so if you are getting involved into a cryptocurrency investment, you need to be aware that it's oftentimes not based on, the valuation is oftentimes not based on the cash flow being produced, but in reality is just being based on some appreciation of the price that you hope will happen and may not. So it gets back to, we want people to be aware of the risks of these investments and be aware of what they're getting themselves into before they get into it.
For more information and tips on investing, visit com.ohio.gov/securities.
Thanks for listening to Protecting What Matters from the Ohio Department of Commerce. We are your resource for all safety information for your home or business. Here's a quick safety message reminder from the Ohio State Fire Marshal's office.
So smoke alarms, we want to make sure we're putting those on each level of the house, each bedroom that you're at, where anybody sleeps, put that inside that bedroom, and then outside where the people sleep. They're important because what you typically have is that early activation, early notification of something happening, in this case smoke building up, and that usually is what tells you that there's a fire happening. So having those placed in those locations that are appropriate, making sure that you're checking the alarms themselves about once a month just to make sure that they're working, change the batteries on them, we like to say twice a year right now, and then after 10 years, those entire alarms are going to need replaced.
For more information on the State Fire Marshal, visit our website at com.ohio.gov/fire. And be sure to check out some of our previous podcast episodes on all podcast platforms.
Welcome back to this episode of Protecting What Matters. I'm Jared Clay, and I'm talking with Susie Wagner, Outreach Administrator for the Division of Unclaimed Funds. We're helping you find your missing money. Who doesn't want free money? So we've talked a lot about a lot and how to file a claim. And to do that, people have to share some information and share some information online. And that sometimes, rightfully so, can make them a little bit nervous. Can you talk about that process? It's safe. We're just trying to help them get their money back.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we definitely understand any concerns and value the confidentiality. Social Security numbers are required for the IRS tax reporting purposes. And it may also be the only proof we have to determine the ownership of a claim. So your Social Security number is confidential and protected by access rules in the Ohio Revised Code. And this is all part of the law that was created and the whole reason that Division of Unclaimed Funds exists. So we are here for you.
And bottom line, we're just trying to get that lost money to the right person and have to make sure people who are, they say they are. But because we're talking about money, free money, people might think it's too good to be true. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, but that's not the case. But some people still might think this is a scam. They want my information. Is there something people can look for to know that it's legit, it's not a scam?
Yes, the division will always be sending people to our website so that they can run that search and find their name. And it is going to be the .gov. So always look for the .gov website rather than a .com or .net, other options of sites that you might see. That is a definite thing that you can look for. And then also, you know, we don't necessarily reach out with a phone call or anything, it's letters. So you may receive a letter from the Division of Unclaimed Funds and it would be on letterhead, official documentation. And no one should be reaching out to you with a phone call trying to help you get your money from the division specifically. So if you have any questions, the only way we would be calling you or contacting you is in follow-ups to any questions or any phone calls that where you have reached back out to us. So we are legitimate. We have been here since 1968, and we are safeguarding your money, and we do want to get it back in your hands.
Right. That's why we're doing this, trying to get that money back into the hands of the Ohioans who it belongs to. So we've covered a lot of step-by-steps, what you need. Let's kind of revisit that so everyone knows the right process they need to go to, all the way from how they know they have an unclaimed fund to what they need to do to get that money.
So it is three easy steps. I can't say it enough. The first is go to our website at unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov. From there, the first step is to search to find your name to see if you have a claim. If you do, follow the prompts and get your claim form. Now, this is a good point to note that many people think that they just need to create that claim form and they're done. And that is not the case. There's two more steps. The second step is we're proactively sending you to check the checklist of documentation so that you can review all the pieces of information we will need for your claim. And then send us that information. Send us your documents on our website. We have the link right there in the third step. Or you can mail it to us if you'd like. So there's three easy steps. You have to complete all three steps, and then your claim will be initiated and reviewed.
And we talked a little bit earlier that these unclaimed funds can come from a lot of different places, one of those being safe deposit boxes. So can you talk a little bit about some things that have been found in safe deposit boxes or that may be considered an unclaimed fund that someone might want to get back in their possession?
Yes, we do get safe deposit box items, and right now it's mostly coins and paperwork. It's not a lot of like fun items that you would expect or really want to see in those safe deposit box items, but we do safeguard those items that are provided to us in a vault, and then those items, the claim process is the same. We still need that documentation. We need your claim form, and then we can return those items back to you. Now, as you can imagine, not many people are using those safe deposit boxes anymore. They've kind of gone away. So it really is kind of the older aged population of adults, you know, who have those items and or are the heirs to those items.
And that would fall back on... You talked about a lot of the older people using those. So it might be a case of filing a claim for a deceased family member. You care to touch on that again, just the process and a little bit how it's different than filing it for yourself.
Yeah, the process is actually the same, whether you're filing for yourself or a deceased loved one. So that's the good news. The only thing that may be different is that we may need a few additional pieces of information. So if you're an executor of an estate, an heir, or a beneficiary of a trust, you can file a claim for a deceased relative. And then we're really looking for a death certificate, a marriage certificate, anything to prove your relationship with a deceased loved one, and then a probate court order. And what I can tell you is that probate court order should be within 2 years of filing the claim. If your probate court order has been closed, you will need to reopen that probate court order in order to add the funds to the probate account. So it sounds complicated. I know it does. It really is an easy process that we do have laid out on our website.
Yeah, and you've mentioned it before. We have great resources on our website. All this documentation that makes it easy, and you can really get ahead of the game when you're filing these claims. So a lot going on with the Division of Unclaimed Funds. It's really an exciting time for us heading into February. It's Unclaimed Funds Month. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up this month.
Yes, it's my favorite time of year. Unclaimed Funds Month is February, and this is part of a national campaign for Unclaimed Funds Unclaimed Property Day, which is February 1st, we're just making it the whole month. And what we're doing is we're launching a PSA, a public service announcement, on television and advertising on social media, including going live on the governor's Facebook page. Very excited about that. I'm really hoping to reach new audiences and more Ohioans to spread the word. We've created a hashtag Claim My Money Challenge on social media where we're asking Ohioans to take a picture of themselves along with our website showing they've searched their name. I mean, how fun is that? And then we'll also be attending the Spring Home and Garden Show here in Columbus. That is in the month of February. And all of this, you know, is really reaching more Ohioans, spreading the word so that more people do the search and find out if they have money to claim.
Like we said, it's Unclaimed Funds Month, but that doesn't mean it's the only time that someone can claim these funds. They can do that year-round, right?
Yes, and we encourage them to definitely check more than one time a year because we do get reports throughout the year. So I always encourage people to check back every few months to see if their name is there.
So you talked about that people can check multiple times. Every few months, is it something that, can that change? Can new funds, I guess, show up on that list?
Yeah, we can have new claim. You could have a claim in a couple months that wasn't there today when you looked. Absolutely, because we've had a business report that money to us. And so now it will be showing up. I will say that the majority of funds are reported to us every November 1st. So generally speaking, after November 1st, we have everything in the system that you can see if you have a claim. But with that being said, we still do have extensions and reports coming in late. And then life insurance companies report their claims, their unclaimed funds to us on May 1st. So there's multiple times a year that you should be searching not only your name, your family members, and any deceased loved ones.
So just because you've searched once and it doesn't come up doesn't mean you're not going to have something in the future. Always check back because you never know what's going to pop in there. Like we said before, the average last year, $4,000. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to pass that up if it's sitting there.
And you might wonder, like, how in the world can someone have $4,000, the average claim, that they didn't know about? And the thing is, you know, we all have so many accounts and so many things that we're doing every day. If you're not keeping track of every financial piece of information you have along your life, imagine by the time you get to be 60 or 70, I can understand how someone can forget Absolutely. That they had an account and they haven't touched it in 5 years. So anyone can have this lost money or forgotten money. The joy is in finding your name and getting it back.
Yeah, it's a free payday, and for some people, a substantial payday. And like you said, we all have accounts that we've long forgotten about. You know, you started younger. Who knows where that money is sitting now? And you can get it back now.
The State Fire Marshal's Ohio Fire Academy is the premier fire and emergency services training facility with a nationally recognized staff of instructors holding sacred its mission to ensure that everyone goes home. The Bureau provides fire service personnel and other allied professionals with training, education, and accredited courses that are consistent with national standards to improve the safety and proficiency of Ohio's fire service. For more information or to register for training, visit com.ohio.gov/OFA. That's com.ohio.gov/OFA.
Thanks for listening to Protecting What Matters. I'm joined by Division of Unclaimed Funds Outreach Administrator Susie Wagner. Susie, as we wrap up here, we've covered a lot and a lot of great opportunities for people to get extra money in their pocket, money that belongs to them. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes. It's your money. Come and claim it. Help me help you. You know, I really want you to join our hashtag challenge and find your funds. Visit our website at unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov. So come and claim your money. Come and get it, Ohioans.
It's too good to pass up. Everybody needs a little extra money in their pockets, and this is how you can get some. To wrap things up on this edition of Protecting What Matters, the Ohio Department of Commerce Division of Unclaimed Funds is safeguarding more than $3 billion, that's with a B, dollars in unclaimed funds. So there's a good chance you or someone you know has money just waiting to be claimed. If you want to look it up, head over to our website, unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov. Just search for your name, the name of a family member or a loved one, and see if you have any unclaimed funds. For all the latest in unclaimed funds news, you can also give us a follow on Twitter @OhioCommerce. Thanks for listening, and help us get that money back in your hands.